When it comes to spending money on infrastructure, California spends $28 million a year. But new research out of the Climate Change and Business Initiative at the UC Berkeley and UCLA law schools finds those dollars could be much better spent. Part of the problem is that many agencies that are stirring the pot are often at cross purposes with the state's environmental goals. Ethan Elkind is the initiative's associate director and the lead author of the report, and he joins us on the KCBS Newsline. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
How would you sum up the problem as far as how we're spending the money?
Well, first of all, I just want to say it's $28 billion, so it's a lot of money.
It seemed a little low to me.
So it is a little bit low. So the real challenge here is that money is coming from all different sources and being spent at all different levels. So of that $28 billion, about half is raised at the local level and spent at the local level, and then the other quarter from the state, and then the last quarter from the federal government. So it's coming into these different sources and spent by different people who often are spending money with different political pressures and different internal priorities that are not necessarily aligning with the state's environmental priorities. And I should say it's also about the state's economic priorities as well, because these decisions to approve certain transportation projects at the expense of, say, repairing and maintaining our existing infrastructure, those decisions carry a major impact on how we are able to, drive at the most convenient way and travel in the most convenient way to get from point A to point B.
So does that become political because it's easier to sell a brand new highway than it is to sell a road that you're fixing up?
Well, unfortunately, that's the dynamic. It's much nicer to be at a ribbon-cutting ceremony than to say, I paved this road. But the fact is, all that money that we are spending on new projects really should be directed towards repairing and maintaining our existing infrastructure, and not just for automobiles, but making sure that our roads are also safe for people who want to bike, or people who want to walk, and for transit riders as well.
Is part of this the California mentality that we all drive our cars and we want new, bigger, fancy roads? Does it have anything to do with a traditional way of thinking in this state as opposed to other states?
Well, there may be some truth to that. I mean, certainly there's a lot of political pressure to make sure that we accommodate automobile. It's the major mode that people travel in. But the fact is that you see increasing demand for neighborhoods that are walkable, that are bikeable. You see increasing ridership for transit. So when we invest in those modes, then you see the public respond. And I think it's really about providing more options and more choices for people when they think about how they're going to get from one place to another.
Yeah, you do seem to see changes, even in Los Angeles, which was a notorious car place downtown LA. Now there's public transit and a lot of people living downtown. So there does seem to be a shift in that thinking. How then would you recommend that these agencies coordinate?
So I think it really requires state leadership. So even though local governments do control most of the money, the state can set priorities and encourage local governments and regional agencies that make these decisions to coordinate. And I think a great place to start is for the state to set strong performance standards. So when it's approving a transportation project, that transportation project has to score well on a whole series of standards that would include its impact on air pollution, its cost effectiveness, and its overall effect on driving miles just in general. And we have to make sure that projects that don't score well get vetoed. And that would send a strong message at the state level that could then create a template for regional and local entities to follow.
Have you gotten any feedback yet on the state level from any powers that be?
Yeah, so the state is making good progress. The Brown administration, I think, is very much on board with this approach. And I actually just presented yesterday at a conference with Assemblymember Richard Bloom, who's the chair of the Transportation Committee in the Assembly, who's also interested in following up. So I think there's strong traction, but there's a lot of entrenched interests here, a lot of people who really, are concerned that this might be taking away their, sovereignty over how they spend these transportation dollars. But really, it's not about taking money away from anybody. It's just about making sure that we spend the money that we do have in the most effective ways possible.
And just one more question. We've been doing a lot of stories lately about how the funding is actually, transportation money is actually decreasing because the gas tax is, there's not as much to gas tax revenue. Does that play into this at all?
Yeah, definitely. We have a huge shortfall. The governor in his inaugural estimated at about $59 billion in the backlog of maintenance needs, and we still need to be accommodating a growing population that may be up to 50 million in the next decade or so. So we definitely need to raise more resources for transportation in the state. And the gas tax, as you mentioned, is dwindling. So one of the pilot projects the state is looking at is switching to a mileage-based fee. So rather than paying based on how much gas you're consuming, you pay based on how much you actually are using the roads, how many miles you're driving. And that's a direction that I think we have to go in as a state and probably as a country as well.